to explore how history, shadows, and unexplained noises have invaded our nightmares and inspired our storytelling. Welcome to Ghostwritten.
Hello, Han Aykroyd.
I got Atkins the other day.
Atkins?
Yeah.
Like the diet guy?
Yeah. We ordered Zaxby's and Tyler messed up his sauce and blamed it on me. So I called the restaurant to get him to change it.
Yeah.
She was like, what's your name? I was like, Hannah Atkins. She goes, Kaylee Atkins? And I was like, no, nope, not at all.
You know, there's a Rasputin. What up, Raz?
Wearing a really rad Rasputin shirt. You guys should look at it.
Yeah, Hannah's cool like that.
Says give him the old razzle dazzle.
How's it going, guys? Full disclosure, the Ghostwritten squad aren't feeling too hot. Well, I'm kind of just like sick and exhausted, and Hannah's very pregnant, so
very pregnant. I'm very tired.
Yeah, so bear with us if we're a little low energy today. Gonna be a pretty short one today.
Yeah, we'll make it happen. Also, I've got chili on the stove and I can smell it.
Y'all, Hannah makes chili all the fucking time.
And it's spooky season, so I need chili. It's easy, it's cheap, and it's delicious, and I make a hell of a pot of chili. So
I swear this bitch's blood is half chili.
Tyler's too.
You should name
your. It makes you fertile.
You should name your kid Gold Star Skyline.
Skyline is trash chili. Don't even talk to me.
Whoa.
Yeah, I said it.
That's offensive.
It's like you took Gold Star chili and you put a bunch of water in it and then you served it.
Damn, coming for him.
I said it. There's a skyline really close to where we live, and it upsets me.
I like skyline.
I want it to be a gold star.
I think the smartest thing. Like anything. I think the smartest thing they ever did was the Chilitos.
Oh yeah, they're Goritos at Gold Star. They're fucking delicious. I'm pregnant. I'm hungry. Fight me.
I'm not.
I want to fight too.
I'm still hungry.
Are you sure you're not pregnant?
Start off by cutting.
Oh, no, stop.
Wow.
That's what happens when I sit here and watch videos and I wait for Brandon. Then I open something and it's screaming in my face. Turn that down.
It's fine. So, oh my gosh. Excuse me. So I've actually watched two horror movies since the last time we recorded that I wanted to talk about.
Watch.
I watched Nope.
I want to see it.
While I thought it was beautiful, it was very confusing at times. Mm.
Not as good as Sandman.
No.
Not Sandman. Candyman. Good Lord.
No. Candyman was very visceral and dark. And
beautiful, though. It's such a pretty movie.
I mean, Nope is great. It has great actors in it. It's shot super well. I feel like Jordan Peele's way of editing is really apparent in it, and it's good. Like, I like it. It makes it, like, it's not a pacing problem or anything like that. It's just, it was kind of odd and not in a way that I would normally appreciate a movie being odd. And I was falling asleep for like the last 15 minutes. So Yeah, but you know, that could be more on me than the movie. But
you never know. We haven't seen it yet, so we'll see.
Then I also watched this movie called X. It's an A24 movie. And it was pretty interesting.
Is it new?
Yeah. It kind of harkened back to like 70s and 80s slasher movies.
Oh, is it the one about pornos?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I liked it. I thought it was fun.
Yeah. I need to watch that. It looks entertaining.
It kind of scratched that slasher itch that I had, and it wasn't like scary, but there were parts of it that were like genuinely disturbing.
Very Texas Chainsaw.
Yeah, in a way. But like for that, it was good. Yeah, but it wasn't scary. It's not a scary movie. It's just creepy,
upsetting. Very 70s slasher.
Yeah, and it was well done. Like, I thought like it kind of captured that tone really well. Like a lot of those movies, like that attempt to recreate something old like that, they usually miss the mark. But this one was good.
I'll have to watch that one. We've been looking at that. We don't really watch any horror movies. I finally got Tyler watching Misfits. You haven't seen it. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah, so he started watching that, and we're on the second season. I'm very glad he likes it because it's got Klaus from Umbrella Academy.
Yeah,
and he's just delightful.
He's great.
He's even more of a shithead and Misfits than he is in
Umbrella Academy. Way more.
He's such a dick. And then I started listening to a podcast today called Calling Darkness.
Oh.
It's kind of like a dramedy, but it's about some bitches in a house that accidentally summon a demon.
Nice.
And they're there for like an acting class and they accidentally summon a demon. And then they're all stuck there with this demon.
That sounds fun. So
it's pretty funny, but also the fucking demon.
Yeah, now that sounds fun.
It's a lot of fun. I enjoy it. We're going to get this over with so that Brandon can go to sleep and I can eat chili. I'm hungry.
Let's get right to it.
This is another one of those that I had to go back and look and make sure we didn't do it. Like, I always do it at first, but then as I read it, I'm like, no, I feel like we've done this.
Yeah.
And I have to go back, mostly because I can't believe we've never done it. And honestly, we could probably do another episode on this.
Ooh, okay.
We are talking about Harper's Ferry, West Virginia today.
Okay.
It's a whole ass haunted town. The whole fucking town is haunted.
We love a haunted town.
The whole town. We're in only in your state. There's a couple of other websites that I liked, but I think we'll go with only in your state today, and then we can expand because there's a lot.
Nice.
Harper's Ferry is one of the most historic towns in West Virginia, but it's also one of the most haunted. It's located in the Eastern Panhandle. And this region comes with tons of ghost stories. The town's strategic location on the railroad meant that troops from both sides of the war moved through frequently, adding to the history. And by the war, they mean the Civil War.
Right.
As a result of this movement, Harper's Ferry reportedly changed hands 8 times between 1861 and 1865.
Damn, how many times?
8.
Damn.
All that history makes Harper's Ferry exceptionally interesting and, as many people report, quite haunted. There are quite a few accounts of Harper's Ferry ghosts. And here are 8 of them.
Ooh.
I read this one to Tyler in the car because it's kind of funny. Dangerfield Newbie. That's a person.
Okay.
One of the most interesting Harper's Ferry ghost stories is that of Dangerfield Newbie. Baby name idea.
Dangerfield?
Dangerfield. We should totally go with Dangerfield Acton.
Nice.
Newbie is best known for being part of the raid on this important town while defending the area when there was little ammo. One of Harper's Ferry's residents fired 6-inch spikes from his rifle on the raiders. Unfortunately, one of the spikes struck Newby in the throat and killed him. After that, residents could be seen repeatedly stabbing his body and cutting off his limbs.
Holy shit.
Eventually, he was right. Like, fuck this guy in particular.
That's brutal.
Eventually, he was left in an alley for hogs to eat. People say Newby can still be seen walking the streets as one of the most terrifying Harper's Ferry ghosts. He is known for the scar across his throat, baggy trousers, and a slouched hat.
Holy fuck. That sounds like the origin story of one of the ghosts from 13 Ghosts.
No shit, right? So you just see the fucking 6-inch spike sticking out of his neck and his arms and legs are missing.
Oh, God.
He's got like hog bites out of him.
Bro, that's fucking like, hardcore.
It doesn't say what raid on the town. Okay. I'll have to look that up because I'm curious. Another of the ghosts of Harper's Ferry is actually an entire phantom army. Ooh. In 1798, America was nearing war with France. Eventually, troops were sent to Harper's Ferry to begin preparing for a war that never began. However, during the waiting period, soldiers paraded down Main Street every night with nothing else to do. Unfortunately, many soldiers became sick with cholera during this time. Locals report seeing a ghostly army who succumbed to their illness, marching through town with their rifles and drums. Whole ass army!
What the... The like picture in my head of that is so creepy. You know what it makes me think of? You remember that Ghost Adventures episode where they go to Gettysburg?
Vaguely.
And they, you can like literally see shadows in the tree line of like people, like silhouettes. It's really creepy.
Gettysburg is haunted as shit, and we're definitely going to have to talk about Gettysburg one day.
It's one of those things where, like, that is like, oh my God. Whoops. Sorry if that was loud. I hit my mic. It's really kind of sad how influential Ghost Adventures was on my, like, interest in the paranormal, but
it was influential on all of us because it was such a popular show and it was what was available to us when we were kids.
Yeah. I mean, plus they're entertaining. Like,
they're douches, but they're funny.
They ham up the drama for a reason.
You know? Oh, yeah. Yeah. But there was a, there's an episode, Patreon episode that we talked about the guy that owns the house beside where the Manson murders happened. He has a super, super haunted house and Ghost Adventures came to his house. And so he's talking in that show Ghosted, the podcast Ghosted.
Yeah.
He's talking to her and he's like, they were all just awful. He was like, I really regretted letting them in my house.
That's sad.
But one of the worst things was he said that one of the worst things to him was whenever they put Aaron in the basement and Aaron started freaking out and they all just stood there laughing. He was like, because I know what he's experiencing right now. I know that what he's actually experiencing is real. He's like, how can you all just sit there and let him do that?
That's the, like mo- that. That's the most fucked up thing about that show is when they do that.
Yeah. The dude, they told him he couldn't go down there and he was like, whatever, it's my house and I'm letting him out. Yeah.
Damn.
Yep. Okay. But anyway, so this one's way more of a downer.
Okay.
Many war stories are horrific, and this Harper's Ferry ghost story is no exception. Reporters say that a Union soldier found a young drummer boy after hearing a noise from outside a window. After searching for the source of the noise, he found the young boy and consequently tossed him mercilessly from the window. This sad Harper's Ferry ghost could be heard crying for his mother who never came to his rescue.
Holy shit.
I know.
Damn.
I thought there was that like unspoken rule that you don't fuck with the drummer boys.
Yeah. Damn. Ooh, terrible. I wonder if there's like crying and there's little rum pum pum pum.
You started singing Christmas carols.
I've always thought that the little drummer boy had kind of like a creepy connotation to it.
Oh, it totally does. Yep. It's a weird one.
There's a lot of Christmas songs that are like that though too. Mm-hmm. Where like there's
Christianity.
Yeah, there's like melancholy woven into what's supposed to be happy, you know.
Christianity, yep. the next one is labeled Screaming Jenny Burning in Front of a Train.
Holy shit.
This poor woman died after catching fire and running into the path of a train while seeking help. This Harper's Ferry ghost, known as Jenny, has no family or money. As a result, she lived alone in a shack near the tracks. One day, while warming herself by a fire, her clothes caught. She ran for help while burning, but found herself directly in front of an oncoming train, which killed her instantly. People say that on the anniversary of her death, you can see the phantom of Jenny as a ball of fire on the tracks. Eventually, the ball disappears when the train strikes her. Without a doubt, we'd say this is one of the creepiest ghosts of Harper's Ferry.
Absolutely.
God. You're fucked up.
Like, it wouldn't be bad enough to just like catch on fire, then get hit by a train, but then you have to relive it.
Right? Over and over.
Yeah.
I think we need to go to Harper's Ferry, though. They do like crazy ghost tours that are 2 hours.
Hannah, we say this about basically every place we talk about.
Wampus Cast. I have dreams, Brandon. I know.
Same.
Famous John Brown, whose name is synonymous with this war, has been seen strolling the streets of Harper's Ferry. So John Brown was an abolitionist, and he was trying to free slaves and found Harper's Ferry is a really good place for that. He smiles at visitors and generally makes his presence known to anyone willing to notice. One group of tourists reported taking a picture with him, only to get the picture back and find a blank space where he had stood.
Ooh.
Like, we took a picture with this really cool dude we met. There's nothing. Yeah. The National Park Service reportedly owns one of the most haunted houses in Harper's Ferry. Harper's Ferry is a big part of the Appalachian Trail.
Okay.
Which is pretty cool. If you don't know about the Appalachian Trail, check it out. It's a really long, really cool hiking trail. Didn't like some like 80 something year old woman hike it?
Possibly, yeah. I mean, it goes really far. It goes from like up in like Pennsylvania or some shit.
Yeah.
All the way down to like fucking, is it like Georgia or Mississippi or something?
I think so, yeah.
Something like that.
Several employees have seen a variety of Harper's Ferry ghosts here, including the spirit of a man wearing a vest and top hat carrying a cane. The employee recalls immediately feeling uncomfortable and then feeling a hand on her back pushing her, causing her to fall. When she turned, the man had vanished.
Listen,
that guy.
I don't know if it's because of like Jack the Ripper or something, but I feel like top hats are so creepy. Imagine like a silhouette of like a dude at the end of like an alleyway with like his arm stuck out with a cane and like a top hat. Like, you would instantly be like, fuck no.
It's definitely a scary silhouette to think about.
It also makes me think of the Crooked Man from The Conjuring 2.
Ew. Gross.
Yeah. Creepy as fuck.
Stop it, Brandon. Okay, number 7. St. Peter's Catholic Church in Harper's Ferry served as a hospital during the Civil War. Unsurprisingly, today it's reportedly haunted by at least one soldier. A young Catholic man was brought to be treated at the hospital, but with wounds seen as less severe as others, he was made to wait outside for help. It's here that a local found him and brought him to a Catholic church for comfort. Unfortunately, his wounds were more serious than originally thought. Sadly, he died as he was being carried into the church. His last words were, "Thank God I'm saved." Today, some visitors to the church say they see a glowing aura at the church's entrance. Aura, Lord. Some even report hearing those final ghostly words being whispered around them.
I mean, as far as last words go, that's pretty creepy.
Right. I've got this thing about last words. They're super, there's some really cool ones.
Yeah. I've read the list of like presidents or whatever. Mm-hmm. And some of them are, some of them are hard to read.
Yeah.
But.
Okay. And last but not least, some say that the Father Michael Costello of St. Peter's Catholic Church can still be seen praying for his town near his church. Having witnessed unthinkable atrocities during the raid on Harper's Ferry, his ghost may be seen displaying the same care and devotion he did way back then.
Damn, that's dedication.
Right? This is a whole haunted-ass town, though. I was like, what the fuck? It's a whole town.
You know, I'm kind of surprised we haven't done more haunted towns. Like,
I know.
Like, one of the big ones here is Paducah.
Paducah is super haunted. Mm-hmm. Bardstown is pretty haunted. Yeah. Bardstown's pretty cool too. I enjoy Bardstown.
There was a pretty big Civil War battle in Bowling Green. I can't remember which one it was, but I went to, like, back when I was still in high school, I went out there to visit one of my friends who had graduated a couple of years before me and was going to WKU. And we like walked around the town and they had one of the biggest cemeteries I've ever been to. It was like four blocks worth of cemetery. And we saw some shit. Like, it was creepy. And we went to like the side of that that Civil War battle and it was not good vibes, fam. Mm.
It's upsetting.
Yeah.
We'll do one last one from another article that I was reading earlier. Okay. Because it was fun.
We love surprises. So
apparently there is a freaking wax museum for John Brown. Hate wax museums. They're so weird. Don't like dolls. Don't like wax mannequins. Don't like mannequins.
I mean, I kind of see the appeal. It's like if you want to feel like you've met a celebrity, you know?
Nope. Good. There's just something weird about making people into a likeness, and it's
It's that uncanny valley.
Yeah, I don't like it. Not a fan. The manager said the whole town is haunted. People have seen things. You could probably ask anyone in town who has been living here or works here, and they've seen something. They can't deny it. In what used to be a family home many years ago are wax figure displays illustrating the life of John Brown. To reach the displays on three levels, visitors have to navigate narrow, dim hallways that echo their voices and footsteps. The effect, which feels almost like ghost-like, doesn't phase this lady. Her name is Levasseur.
Can I read the next part? Because I have the same article pulled up.
Do you really? That's hilarious.
I hear ghosts all the time, she said. I've heard kids' voices and footsteps, so I know they're here. I say good morning to them.
Then one day, when she forgot to greet them, something unexplainable happened. I was walking by one of the displays when the audio went on by itself. You have to push a button to turn it on. Then I realized I hadn't said good morning to the spirits. And as soon as I did, the sound stopped.
Girl, don't be rude to the ghosts.
Right? Don't work in a wax museum.
Also that.
That's how you get haunted and things go home with you.
Ooh. No. Ooh.
Exactly.
I don't claim any of this negative energy. People say that on TikTok all the time.
Do they?
On like every creepy video, if you go to the comments, it'll say, I don't claim any of this negative energy.
I love it when I get random TikToks from you because I get them like in the middle of the night and I refuse to watch them because I know they're scary. I'm like, yeah, we'll save that guy for the morning because Brandon's kind of a sick fuck watching scary TikToks.
There's rare occasions where Hannah will say something like, God damn it, Brandon, it's midnight or something.
I always see him too when I like wake up in the middle of the night to pee. I'm like, fuck, Brandon sent me a message. Not doing it.
Ooh, you know what I should do? I should put together, I should start making a playlist of like creepy TikToks and like link it on Facebook so that like the listeners can watch all the creepy videos too.
I know you can make playlists.
I think you can. I don't see why you wouldn't be able to, but we'll see.
Experiment.
Well, mark another place on the Wampus cast list as
I want to go, but not Harper's to that fucking Ferry. Wax Museum.
That. I'm looking up, I looked up Harper's Ferry, and one of the things is ghost tours of Harper's Ferry. And one of the Google reviews says, just awful night, terrible experience, waste of money, 1 star. And I have to like, my mind is telling me that like they got scared and that's why they're saying that. And it's like, can you imagine booking a ghost tour and then
too many ghosts? Yeah. Do not recommend.
I only wanted to see like one ghost and not the guy with his arms and legs cut off.
That person is probably somebody that has zero interest in history whatsoever. But if you're going to go on a ghost tour, like,
yeah, you have to have part of it.
An interest in history because that's what they're going to tell you. They're going to tell you the history and why it's fucking scary.
They're like, I want to go see the drummer boy.
Oh yeah, we'll go ahead and get you a ghost. Hold on. What do you want?
I didn't want to see the jackal. Shut up,
enjoy your history lesson. The jackal. God.
Wasn't that one of the ones? Now I need to
watch 13 Ghosts.
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
Oh, such a good movie.
I used to watch it as a kid all the time.
Oh, same. Listen. Whatever. I won't get into that. Yeah, it's good. It's good. Good movie. Do you want to do our plugs?
Matthew Lillard.
And,
oh, yep,
and sure. The guy from Monk. What's his name? Oh, well, he's in it too. Watch Monk. Sorry.
I know who you're talking about. That curly haired dude that's in Men in Black?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a better reference for me, Brandon.
My bad. I thought Monk. You were cultured.
Wow. Well, sorry guys, that's the end of Ghost Written.
Whoa.
Being a real bitch.
It's over now.
Cultured.
I'm a huge cultured bitch.
Oh my god. So if you want more of that, guys, we have a Patreon. I'm gonna start with Patreon because surely you want to hear more of this. Patreon.com/ghostwritten. We've got 2 tiers, $3, $5. You can see videos of all of our recordings and see our beautiful faces. See Brandon being a real bitch. See my sweet Rasputin shirt. And you can also get some bonus content for $5. We do other episodes about places other than just in the South. Haunted forests. I'm real sick of Brandon today. I said I had a headache in a minute. But anyway, get a Patreon to see what Brandon's doing to piss me off. If you want to talk to us, please talk to us. We have a Gmail account, ghostwritten. podcast@gmail.com. I forgot it for a second. You can also send us your own personal ghost stories there or on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at ghostwrittenpod.
And GeoCities.
Tell us your stories.
We're also on MySpace and LiveJournal.
When the hell did you do that?
At Zynga. And Neopets. And
listen, don't you dare bring up Neopets. I spent a lot of my time as a child.
Same. I always wanted like the cool brushes that like turned them into like dinosaurs and shit, and I could never get the cool ones.
Daily thing to the like rainbow jelly or whatever.
Yeah. Was
it the rainbow jelly?
I was obsessed with it for a while.
And everybody's like, fuck, now we know how old they are.
Yeah. Yes. You lock on down. It's like your Neopet has been starving for 11 years.
Longer than 11 years, Brandon. It's longer than 11 years.
Isn't that wild? We're old.
Shit. Brandon, it's a spooky noise time. Now that you made me cry about my dead Neopet.
Ooh. Rest in peace, Neopets.